Blog Talk Radio.
It is your host, Madam Founder of Women Entrepreneurs of America, Yolanda R. Lamar, and we are back one more again celebrating Women Entrepreneurs of America 18th year celebration. The excitement continues, Women Entrepreneurs of America. Welcome to our special celebration Blog Talk Radio show. November 14, 2020. We're so excited to be celebrating another milestone of empowering, nurturing, educating, celebrating women entrepreneurs globally. Yes, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we've been in existence since November 2020, helping entrepreneurs reach their fullest potentials. And we started right there in the best location in the nation, Cleveland, Ohio, in November 2002. I'm so excited as the founder to have created this amazing organization that is about supporting disadvantaged women in business. And this is a goal of the Women Entrepreneurs of America, is to give back to help startups and those that are trying to get out there to retain and sustain, to start their own economy, creating their own wealth, having the flexibility of running their own businesses so that they can enjoy their family and do some traveling and make their own money. Women Entrepreneurs of America has been around for 18 years, and we are so excited to share that we have expanded our entrepreneurial journey through 20 chapters. Yes, 20 chapters. We have chapters all the way from Cleveland, Ohio to Phoenix, Arizona. But shout out to the national chapter right there in Cleveland, Ohio. Honorary Lifetime members, Yvette Hamilton, Stacy Purpose Yarbrough, Honorary Hero, James Webb, Sister Tanya Hammeter, Sister Lisa Casorti, Honorary Executive Board Member, Renee Michelle, just to name a few. Thank you all so much at my national headquarters for helping me empower this wonderful organization, allowing me the opportunity to build what we have envisioned to help empower the blueprint of entrepreneurship. With 20 chapters on our belt, we are so excited to be celebrating 18 years. 18 years of giving back and helping the dynamics of how can we create our own wealth and build our own economy. If you'd like more information about Women Entrepreneurs of America, go to www.weinc.webs.com for more information. And if you'd like to join our organization, it's not too late. This is our anniversary month, and the founder have a new members discount for those that want to join. Go to our Facebook page and the Women Entrepreneurs of America, or inbox me for more information. But we are so excited to continue on this legacy of leaving the wealth of entrepreneurial opportunities to our children, our grandchildren, and now our great-grandchildren. And aren't you all excited? Because even through the pandemic, we all have continued to stay connected, stay social distancing, wear our mask, and stay connected on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, ability as entrepreneurs to keep that entrepreneur spirit alive. And Women Entrepreneurs of America wants to continue that as we continue on through these uncharted territories as we move into 2021. And aren't you all excited? We have a new president now. So guess what? It looks like the light is at the end of the tunnel for entrepreneurs. So stay tuned because we want to bring some more business opportunities, bridge alliances, and keep that collaboration going in Women Entrepreneurs of America. So stay tuned because we'll be coming back because we want to share about some of the things we're doing in Women Entrepreneurs of America, and then we're going to invite you back on our 5 o'clock call this evening where we continue on with the celebration of Women Entrepreneurs of America. So stay tuned because you heard it right here on We Are Radio Live, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Women Entrepreneurs of America is back. It is the return of We Are Blog Talk Radio. And it is your host, one more again, Madam Founder Yolanda R. Lamar. Listen, if you want to know more about Women Entrepreneurs of America, go to www.weinc.webs.com for more information. We are still taking new members. This is our 18th anniversary year celebration. We have for 18 years have been empowering, nurturing, educating, elevating, and building alliances within Women Entrepreneurs of America for now 18 years. And again, headquartered right there in the best location in the nation, Cleveland, Ohio. It is so important for you all to know that this organization was started by someone that just wanted to give back to what she was missing, which is a void, the collaborative opportunities to build my empower to share with others. And right there in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, I had the opportunity of collaborating with some amazing mentors and some great entrepreneurs that helped me along the way. Jim Webb, you know, Stacey Yarbrough, Yvette Hamilton, Tanya Hammeter, just to name a few. I mean, I met some wonderful politicians, some amazing business owners that really relish the idea of what Women Entrepreneurs of America can do as a nonprofit to help disadvantaged women in business. And I salute those that gave me the opportunity and believed in my vision and my dream to give back to help others. But let me not be remiss to mention that as we celebrate our 18th year, 4 years ago, we lost our first honorary member, our first hero, and the most beloved individual within Women Entrepreneurs of America. Just a small silence as we remember Cortez Everett. Yes, Cortez Everett was one of the epitome of what our male division of women entrepreneurs represents. From the first time I met Cortez, when he brought and walked his broad shoulders into my office in Cleveland, Ohio, from that point on, he has showed nothing but his advocacy of empowering women in business. He and another former hero used to say it best. They love supporting women in business that's making money. And that's what it's all about. Women entrepreneurs are women who are wanting to step out of the kitchen, out of the household, you know, go from corporate America to start their own. And I was one of them. It was really an opportunity for me when I came to Cleveland, Ohio, to start my own business. The opportunity was to build what I brought was my skills and talents and a career in an industry that I love, which is the employment and recruiting and staffing, to build my own. And I did that. And other opportunities arose from there. I started my paralegal business. I started a nonprofit organization. I started a balloon business. I help support networking opportunities. I help support those other entrepreneurs to build their economy. And this is what it's all about in Women Entrepreneurs of America. Again, it is truly about how do we continue to sustain the mission and vision of our businesses, and that's collaboration. And our heroes in our organization did that. Shout out to our Detroit own honorary hero, Orris Baker, Terry Reese, who was one of our first honorary lifetime heroes out of Detroit, who is by way of Las Vegas now. Shout out to Charles Wilder, who was one of the first who helped me when I moved and relocated to Cleveland, Ohio, to get women entrepreneurs started, to welcome the male components in our organization. And it grew since then. Here it is 20 chapters later, 20 cities later, and again, these amazing members have helped me elevate and grow this wonderful organization. We're talking about Flint, Michigan, Charlotte Lancaster, who started her own nonprofit, Building Strong Women, from Deb Foster, right there in at the Bethlehem House in Detroit, Michigan. We're talking about Selena Prager out of our Alabama chapter area, who started her own nonprofit for women. You know, we have a plethora of skills and talents of entrepreneurs who stepped out on faith. Shout out to all the cities and states that have stepped up to help me start these amazing chapters in all of our states. And again, we have several books that's out. A Community of Chapters is out now. Shout out to Yvette Hamilton out of our national chapter, who wrote the foreword in our new book, A Community of Chapters. It is a story about how women entrepreneurs got started. If you like a copy of our book, by all means, go to my Cash App at $WEAINC. They're only $10, and we'll get one shipped out. And you'll read about the story of how women entrepreneurs got implemented. And I cannot be remiss but not mention Cheryl Prashard, who was the spearheaded one. Her book, Sister CEO, gave me the fruition to get Women Entrepreneurs of America started. So, you know, again, nothing is done by mistake, and we cannot do it by ourselves. And this is what Women Entrepreneurs of America advocate: collaboration. We're so excited that 18 years later, we have helped so many small businesses, inspiring entrepreneurs get started. And it wouldn't be without the members who have joined and helped the growth of this organization. I'm talking about chapters all the way from Detroit, Michigan to Phoenix, Arizona. We got Chicago. We got Indianapolis, Indiana. Gary, Indiana, my hometown. Detroit, Michigan. Flint, Michigan. Then we got Philadelphia. Our WEA International Ambassador herself from St. Lucia has spearheaded our Philadelphia chapter, Angel Regis. Thank you so much, Madam Ambassador, for all of your years of support over the last 7 years. We got New York, New Jersey, Tawana Boston. We have Eula out there in Phoenix. We have Los Angeles, California, Kimberly Todd Tullis, Shirley Perkins, Charlene Muhammad. We have Las Vegas out there. We have Houston, Texas. Absolutely. We also have St. Louis, Missouri. We also have Kansas, Missouri, Colorado, there is Cheryl Ellis, young Ellis, that is. We have a plethora of states, but it's amazing to know that 18 years has not been easy. And as to any business, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right? So it takes a plethora of people to help you along the way. And I am honored to have these amazing individuals that joined WEA, that has helped me along the way with their great ideas, hosting monthly membership meetings, networking events, workshops, conferences. And let me not say that due to this pandemic, we couldn't even host our WEA 14th annual conference in Orlando, Florida this year. And so this is our day. Pick up a glass. If you go on Facebook, cheers to 18 years to your fellow constituents. Cheers to Women Entrepreneurs of America. Cheers to you, entrepreneur, for all that you have done to help me build Women Entrepreneurs of America to be the national and international organization that it is. But again, if you have not renewed your membership, by all means, please do. Inbox me, I'll send you the link. But if you'd like to join, help us continue on with this empowerment of helping small businesses, startup businesses grow their businesses. If you're looking for a website, someone to help you build your credit worthiness, financial advisor, business planner, a financial advisor, hey, a bookkeeper, a webmaster, you know, we have it in Women Entrepreneurs of America. It takes all those components to help you get to the next level of your business. And we're getting ready to go into 21, so it's still not too late. If you got that vision and mission that you want to start a business, let Women Entrepreneurs of America help you. So at 5 o'clock, give us a call at 515-605-9800. Call in, chime in, share about your entrepreneur journey, share about how this global pandemic has affected you, and also share about your wonderful experience at Women Entrepreneurs of America. But we look forward to hearing from you. And thank you all again, because this is a great time to be an entrepreneur. The excitement continues. And shout out to all those that have stepped out on faith. We look forward to connecting with you as we continue on with our 18-year celebration month. And with that being said, have a great evening and cheers to 18 years. Have a great, great weekend.